Hello, my name is John McCurdy, and I'd like to thank you for your interest in my work. If you enjoy this copyrighted recording, you can find it and much more on my website at johnmccurdy.com. Now I invite you to get comfortable, relax, take a deep breath, and enjoy the program. I am that I am. Ah, yes. A beautiful spring day in Slovenia. Out in the forest, listening to the birds and the insects. All the sounds of nature. Oh yes, and cars and trucks and tractors in the background. Ah, the sounds of life. Life on Earth. What a magical, magical place. I am Johannes. Of magical service. So let's do some magic today. I ask you, dear listener, dear reader, to invite your own soul to join into this message. Probably already here, but when you invite it to be here, you give it conscious permission to be here, it opens you up, dear human, to another level of this message. It opens you up to your own soul. To your own knowing and your own wisdom. John's questioning what I'm asking him to say, but he'll say it. We stirred some things up with our last message in honor of the mind. Oh, humans, especially those who are waking up, are realizing how much more they are than the human and how much their mind has stopped them from feeling that. They don't want to honor the mind. They want to get rid of it. To throw it away, get it out of their system so that they can get back to their soul. Your mind has served you so very well. It's time to let it come home too. This isn't about getting rid of your mind. You never will get rid of your mind. It's an amazing, wonderful part of you. You don't really want to get rid of it. Now, all that's really happening is your mind feels so ashamed, it feels like such a failure, that it wants to get rid of itself. Indeed, let that in. Your mind is so tired. So ashamed for all the ways it thinks it has failed you. It's failed your soul. It wants to get rid of itself. Ah, of course, you know, that doesn't work either. Some people try, they get a gun and blow their head off or whatever. Think maybe they can destroy that crazy mind. The mind that keeps yelling at them. Keeps telling them what they're doing wrong. Keeps telling itself what it keeps doing wrong. Oh, they think somehow by destroying their head, they'll get rid of the mind, blow it up. It doesn't work. For you see, the human brain is not the mind. The human brain is simply an interface mechanism. Interfaces between the mind and the human body. The mind is not physical. It doesn't reside within the brain. The mind is a part of me, your soul. Part that I gave you so that you could be a human. And so that you could stay within that human body. And have all these incredible experiences that you've had throughout so many lifetimes and so many bodies. And so the human gets so fed up. The mind gets so fed up with all the challenges of life. That it blows its head off. Well, all that happens then is it comes back into another body. Can't help it. You think you'll blow your head off and go to the other side and never come back to Earth. Well, it doesn't work that way because the minute you get to the other side, you see through your soul's perspective. Your soul's eyes, you begin to see what was really happening, and you realize, oh, I really have to go back and finish that. It was such an amazing experience that I was going through. I just couldn't see it. So I have to go back and see it through. And next thing you know, you're a little baby again. You grow up and you create very similar experiences in your life. You try to find a way to get through them yet again. So, you can blow your head off if you want to. It's no shame from our part, from our side. We'll welcome you home. And we'll give you a big hug. And we'll smile. Maybe even shed a few tears as we watch you go right back in. Oh, but... Oh, and you've done that before, dear friend. Every one of you. You've been there, you've done that. Here you are. And those experiences are yet another shame for your mind and for your body. Oh, it's not us putting the shame on you. Not at all. It's the mind itself. It feels like it failed. It feels like it did something foolish. Like it failed to do its job. It failed to protect its human. It failed to find a way out of those difficult, difficult experiences and energies. And finally, it destroyed itself, the worst shame of all from its perspective. It's time to let that shame go. Dear mind, you've done the best you could. In every single experience, in every single instance, you've done the best you could. You didn't have the ability to see beyond. All you could see was what was right in front of you. All you could feel was everything that had come before. It was so intense and so difficult. So you did the only thing you could figure out to do. There's no shame. None at all. So maybe you can start to let it go, dear mind. You see, you've done your job. It's time now to come home. It's time to come home in a new way. A beautiful new way. While still being embodied. It's actually about letting home come to you. Letting your own soul, your true home, come to you right here on earth in your body. Oh, that brings up more issues. You see, for most of you, your bodies aren't in very good shape right now. At least from your human perspective. Some of you, because of how your bodies feel, you're so close to, you're even considering taking that drastic step of blowing your head off or something like that. Finding a way out. Once again, you can. There's no shame in that. And once again, you'll get to our side. And you'll look back. And you'll realize, oh, I was so close. I was so close to something so amazing. I was already there. I just didn't know it. I hadn't quite let it in yet. And you'll be jumping right back in because you want to have that experience. You want to see it through. Yeah, there are some of you that point comes where it's just not worth it anymore for you. You could say you've been there and done that. You're ready to let it go. That's okay too. And your soul feels that, and your soul comes and gets you, takes you home. And your body does what it does, comes to an end. And that's a beautiful thing. But for most of you, he said, you knew there was a new opportunity now, a new possibility. You said, I want to experience that. I want to experience being all that I am here on earth. Well. You didn't realize it was going to be quite so painful, quite so intense. But dear friend, remember how you got here. When you first came to Earth, oh, you came into this reality and you compressed and you compressed and you compressed yourself down. It was so intense. You've been living in this unnatural, intense, difficult compression ever since. For eons and lifetimes. To the point where you actually believe that the earth reality, the human reality, is somehow natural. You call it nature. You think it's natural. Oh, it's not natural at all. It's an artificial construct, every bit of it. Under extreme compression, slowed down so very slow. Everything goes so slow compared to who you are. It's not natural at all, but it's beautiful, it's alive. It's intense. It's created some amazing experiences. And your soul has distilled that into the sweetest, most beautiful amazing nectar you can't even imagine. But you can feel it. It's your knowing. It's your wisdom. So many of you after our last message about honoring the mind, he said, oh, I see, I get it. It feels so good to finally give my mind a break, to give it the honor and the respect it deserves, to allow it to rest. He said, but my body hurts so bad. Feels like it's falling apart. He said, what about my body? Why does it have to go through this? John didn't want to do this channel. He said to me, he said, how can I possibly channel a message about the body when my own body feels like it's falling apart? It hurts so much. It's gotten so weak lately. How can I possibly channel a message about my body? Well, here we are. Yes. Your bodies are going through so much. For those of you whose bodies don't seem to be going through so much, you wonder what's wrong with everyone else who's having such a hard time. I ask you, stop it. Be happy. Be happy that it isn't so intense for you. But know that some of these others, they've been through so much in their lifetimes. Their bodies have been through so very much. Oh, they've suffered and they've strained and they've worked so hard. They've fought so hard. They've done everything they were asked to do until they simply couldn't do it anymore. They've been tortured. They've been murdered over and over again. They've been burned alive, buried alive. Had their limbs ripped out of them. They've been through lifetimes where they were forced to work in the hot sun, in the most difficult circumstances. They had the spirit driven right out of them. had lifetimes where they were so committed, so dedicated to serving their God or their king or their country or their cause, whatever it was. They were so committed and so dedicated that they pushed their bodies beyond their limits. And they pushed and they pushed and they pushed until their bodies finally collapsed. Oh, every one of you have been through so much with your body. Now you think you die and you go away and you come back in a brand new body. Well, there's a little bit of truth to that. But into that new body, you bring you and all of your memories from all of those other bodies. Now, you don't bring them all into your mind. But they're all there. The energies, all of those lifetimes are all there. You feel them. And your body has its own shames. It failed you. You pushed so hard. You were so committed and so dedicated. And your body couldn't do it. It tried so hard and then it collapsed. And it died. It feels ashamed for that. And it happens so many times. Or you were fighting for your king and you weren't quick enough or strong enough. An enemy soldier overpowered you and killed you. Your body feels ashamed for not being quick enough or strong enough. Let you down once again. Oh, so many things. Your body thought that it failed you. It didn't. It's all part of the experience. And here you are. You got a new body. You came in. And this time is different. This time I'm bringing my soul in. Had enough fighting. Now, some of you did it earlier in this lifetime. You fought, you pushed, you served. Oh, you served with so much dedication. You served your causes. You served nature. You served life itself, you thought. You worked so hard. Gradually you opened up. Gradually, your soul started to come in, started to say, you can let it all go now, every bit of it. There's nothing you need to serve anymore. There's nobody you need to serve anymore. Not even me, your soul. Just let me in. Just let yourself enjoy life. If you can't do that, just let yourself have the experience of life. And stop fighting it. Stop trying to serve it. Stop trying to fix it or make it better. Just let it in. Let me in. There's part of your body that says, oh, please. I'm so tired. I'm so ready. Take over, dear soul. There's another part of your body that says, look at me. I've failed so many times. How can I let you in? How can I let you see me, dear soul? I feel so dirty, so ashamed, so bloody, so, oh, so ashamed. How can I let you see me? Dear body, I speak to you. I speak to John's body as Johannes. I speak to each one of your bodies on behalf of your own soul. You can let go now. You've been so dedicated, so committed to serving me, your soul. You didn't even know you had a soul. So you turned that dedication toward God, what you thought of as God. Toward your country and your king and your religion and all these things. You worked so hard, so much dedication. Some lifetimes you didn't even know what you were doing, but you still did it with so much dedication. In the lifetimes where you gave up, you thought you threw in the towel. You thought you didn't care anymore about anything. You even did that with so much dedication. Oh, you never failed. You just took on challenges that were beyond you. It wasn't your fault. You served me, your soul, so beautifully, with so much dedication, so much honor. And all those things you see as failures, it's only an illusion. They were experiences. Experiences that brought us so much wisdom. Dear body, that wisdom, the wisdom of your soul, the wisdom of so many lifetimes and so many experiences, it's yours now. Yours. It's here. It's beautiful golden nectar. Sweet, exquisite, like nothing you've ever experienced before. It's here. It's yours. Just take a deep breath. Open up to it. Struggle is over. We've completed our journey. The only thing left now is the celebration. Oh, you say. John's body says, oh, I'm so ready for the celebration, but I've got no energy, I've got no strength. How can I celebrate? I say, it will come. We've used the metaphor of the caterpillar and the butterfly almost too much, but it's so beautiful. The caterpillar goes through its lifetime, crawling from leaf to leaf, eating and pooping and fighting its battles, trying not to get eaten, till one day it gets this crazy impulse and it spins itself away in a cocoon. And then this body dissolves away, turns into a puddle of goo. Caterpillar thinks it's dying. Then that goo starts to form itself into a new body, a very different body. Has wings, has bright colors. And eventually it emerges as the butterfly into an entirely new kind of life. A life that the caterpillar can't even comprehend. Well, dear friend, dear human, the transformation you are going through is so far beyond the transformation from caterpillar to butterfly. And you're doing it without the luxury of a cocoon to hide away in. You're doing it while maintaining a semblance of a human shape. Your body still has to transform, though. So what do you think is going to happen? It doesn't happen in an instant. It's not how things work. You imagine it would just suddenly poof and there you'd be. Well, that's how you turn into a dead ascended master. Poof, and you're gone. Your body goes up in smoke, and then you have to find other people to channel through, to share your wisdom. Yeah, it's so much more fun to channel through my own human, my own self. I, Johannes. Yes, I'm an ascended master. I have my realization, I have my enlightenment. And I get to channel through my own human on earth. I get to share my wisdom with other humans, speaking through my own self. Ah, it's pretty exciting for me. Sometimes John doesn't think it's so exciting. He loves doing it. He loves how it feels, but his body is still going through its transformation, and it hurts. And it's gotten soft and weak to the point where he wonders if he's going to survive.
I know. Yes, he wants to survive. He's finally beginning to experience life in a new way. He's finally beginning to feel the abundance in so many ways. He has so much love in his life now. Energy is coming to him in so many ways. His own energies, they're finally serving him in so many beautiful ways. Yet his body still hurts. It's still weak. It was all he could do to walk out here into the woods for this message. Now his mind jumps in and says, it must be the diabetes. Or maybe it's just intense transformation, or maybe it's something else, or what do I need to do different? How do I need to eat different? All these questions. Then John takes a breath. Fills me again, and I say, just be still. Just have the experience. Let go of the definitions. And dear friend, this is so important. The mind is full of definitions. It wants to define everything. John remembers what a comfort it was so many years ago when he was diagnosed with diabetes. He didn't understand what was happening in his body before then. He was feeling strange, and he went to the doctor, and the doctor checked him out and said, you have diabetes. There was a sense of relief that washed through John. Ah, a definition. I can relate to that. It was his mind that felt the relief. As his mind understood that definition. Your mind is desperate to define everything. It wants to understand what's happening in its body. It wants to understand what's happening around it. It wants to define it all so that it can put it into little categories and definitions that it can understand and try to manipulate. They're human. It's time to start letting those definitions go. You see, John didn't really have diabetes to start with. He had things going on in his body. He had the beginnings of the transformation happening. Oh, and often this transformation takes the form of diabetes in the body. But some days he felt great. Some days he didn't have any problems at all. And the days he felt kind of strange. And he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you have diabetes. John's mind took that in. That definition took it in. Made it his own. Well, then he had diabetes. Little by little, over the last 4 years or so, we've been gradually digging that definition back out. He buried it so deep inside of him because he held on to it, because it gave him comfort. Something for the mind to understand and to fight against. Which, of course, just pushed it in deeper, made it even more real. So, almost 5 years ago, actually, I showed John how everything about diabetes is about control. About controlling the body, controlling the disease, battling the disease. And I also showed John that enlightenment, from the human perspective, one of the main attributes of enlightenment is the human losing control, going out of control. And so John stopped fighting. He stopped controlling what he saw as this dreadful disease. Stopped trying to control it. Said, okay, maybe this will kill me, but I'm ready. I've lived my life. I've had my realization. It's okay if I go. But just maybe if I let it go, if I let go, just maybe my soul can bring me to a new place. He didn't know it would take so long, but he had no idea. Still doesn't really have any idea how much his body has been through. In so many lifetimes, even in this lifetime, there have been times when he's worked so hard, he's been so dedicated, he's pushed himself, oh, so many lifetimes. He still doesn't even realize. And he doesn't need to at the human level. The mind doesn't need to understand all the hurts it has experienced, that the body has experienced. It's not important. The only thing that's important is to realize that, oh, there's been so much. Now you can let it all go. You can let your soul take it. Your body can let it all go. It doesn't need to feel ashamed anymore. No, it will still sometimes. It'll still feel ashamed, but that's okay. It can turn that over to me, its soul. And just let go. So I ask you, dear human, dear mind, dear body, let go of the definitions. You're gonna feel pain popping up in lots of different places. This morning, John woke up and his knee hurt. Happens once in a while. usually goes away in a little while. Pains pop up here and there in his body. He's learned not to focus on them. Just acknowledge them. Yes, it hurts. But don't try to define it. So often your mind wants to say, oh my God, what's happening? What did I do to that part of myself? My head hurts. Is there an infection? Is there something I need to treat? Something I need to do? No. You need to let go. You need to let go of the definition. If your head hurts too much, take an aspirin or whatever. It's okay. But let the definitions go. You want to say, I have a headache. You define it. Instead, just allow yourself the experience without any definition at all. It hurts. It's okay. You can say, it hurts. And then be with the pain. Don't try to fix it. Don't try to figure it out. Don't define it. If there's something obvious, to cut, you cut yourself on something, you need to deal with it, well, take care of it. But even then, don't define it. Just wash it, treat it like it needs to be treated, and move on. Don't define it. Don't try to figure out why it happened. Something in your body hurts. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to name it. Don't try to figure out why it happened. Oh, please, don't try to figure out why it happened. Why is the most... it's one of the words that your mind uses to keep you trapped in the human. Oh, there's technical whys, figuring out how to drive your car or use your computer or whatever. Well, that's fine. But you're trying to ask why about life, about your body, about what's happening right now. Those whys, they are nothing more than your mind trying to come up with definitions, because definition is how it keeps you in the human form. It's how it keeps you trapped. And how it fulfills the job that we gave it so long ago. If you don't understand what we're talking about, go back and listen to that last message, a tribute to the mind. That's how the mind does it. All these questions, why? What did I do wrong? How do I fix it? How do I make it better? Why did I do this to myself? Let it go. Let it go. Stop the questions. Stop the whys. Stop the definitions. Come into the emptiness. The void, if you like. Be still. Be with the experience. That's all. You see, there's one thing about experience that is absolutely certain. That is that it will change. Now the mind goes, well, yeah, I know. It's going to get worse. It could change in all these bad ways. Well, that's where your focus goes. That's what's likely to happen. Be still, mind. Be still. Turn it over to soul. Simply allow the experience. Without definition. Turn it over to soul. Turn it over to your own knowing, to your own wisdom. And then see what happens. That's how you get a new result. You stop trying to project the past into the future. You just be still. You just have the experience. And in time, you'll find yourself having a whole new experience. An experience that we cannot possibly even describe right now. Because to do so would be to define it, which would defeat it. Block it out. It would literally block out the new amazing experiences that are coming to you. So, we're not going to try to define it. We're just going to say, let the definitions go. If you want your body to feel better, let the definitions go. Please. Just be in the experience without definition, without defining it, without asking why, without trying to change it or fix it. Unless there's something that's just obvious to do. It comes from your knowing. Just be with it. And then see what happens. Dear mind. Dear body, you've been so very dedicated for so long. Now I'm asking you to turn that dedication to something new. To bring that dedication to being still. To allowing the experience. To letting go of the definitions and the whys and the pros and cons and all the other questions of life. Just let them go. I ask you to bring that same dedication that you've served me, your soul, with for so long. Bring it to this. And when you feel like you failed, just come back. No definitions. Failure is a definition. And the big question, let it go. Just come back. Bring that dedication that you're so good at, bring it to this. to letting go of the definitions, to simply being in life, in experience as best you can. Now, it's still going to hurt at times. It might hurt a lot sometimes. It may continue for a while. That doesn't mean you're failing. It simply means that you're going through the most intense, the most beautiful, most amazing transformation that any being in all of creation has ever gone through. The only thing you can do is let it happen. Everything else will make it hurt worse. Let it happen. The definitions you come up with at this point are meaningless. They don't really have anything to do with what's actually happening in your body. So let them go. Allow the experience. And know that I, your soul, I'm right here. I am you. I'm walking through this with you every step of the way. Sometimes you think you don't feel me. Oh, that's a definition. That's a thought. Let it go, because I'm right here. I'm walking through every step of this with you. And I will not abandon you. Never again. Never really did, but it sure felt like that at times. Never again. I'm here. Your soul. Walking through this with you. And we are getting through it. Have patience. More than anything, let go of the definitions. You feel pain? You feel pain. Don't define it. Just allow it. Turn your attention. Acknowledge it, but then turn your attention to something else. Let it be. Don't try to avoid it. Don't try to get away from it. All of that just puts definitions on it. And definitions lock it in. They lock it into a form, into a shape. They lock it into your reality. And that goes for everything in life. Everything. Go of the definitions. And see what happens. And so it is.